Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Batting second. The center fielder, John Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Alvin Davis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Hengel. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Valley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mark Langston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The DH, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hengel. Franco reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Franco trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts towards third. Jacoby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jacoby. Valley moves to third. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valley scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 1-0, Mariners. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-1 in the game. Presley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-1 in the game. Hengel hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's Mariners, 1, Indians, 1. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Presley. Tabler goes all the way around to score. Jacoby moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hengel. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. Valley reaches second base with a double. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Quiñones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler bunts towards the mound. Langston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1. Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-2 in the game. Hengel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Tartabull moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Tabler trying to get to third. Tartabull throws the ball into Reynolds, who relays the ball to Presley, who tags Tabler for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to third. Bell moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 2 in the game. Kearney hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 3 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacoby moves to third. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby scores. Allenson moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nixon hits a pop-up towards first. Valley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hengel is hit by the pitch. Davis moves to second. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Scott Bradley pinch hits for Bob Kearney. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Harold Reynolds. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Quiñones hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.